people would like to think that I just, appeared one day on a road in Crawford, Texas, on Prairie Chapel Road. I was just there all of a sudden, and I didn't have a lot of, for that one, that year and 4 months since Casey died, it was a constant researching and studying and catching myself up because, even though I was a history major, I didn't really know the true history of the United States. And on September 11th, when we were attacked, why were we attacked? We weren't attacked because of, the perception that George Bush wants to put out there, that the people hate our lifestyle or hate our freedom and democracy, which our lifestyle part, where we take all the resources of the world and, many, many countries in the world are left in poverty might be true. But so I had to research and study, and, I was doing a lot of work in Congress before
What type
August
of
of
work?
05, a lot of lobbying. And like I said, I was
Testified at your
testified
Congress.
at the Conyers hearing. I worked with that out of Iraq caucus. It wasn't even the out of Iraq caucus yet, but I did a lot of work with people like Maxine Waters and Lynn Woolsey and Barbara Lee and John Conyers and Dennis Kucinich especially, to try and, be loud and even though they were in the minority, to be a vocal opposition to what was going on in Iraq.
So you're not a stranger to Capitol Hill.
I wasn't before I sat in Crawford, Texas, and I've become even more familiar with it since then.
So with all the hard work from then, you then gained international media and national media, and it hasn't ended. Has it been a struggle?
Well, it is a struggle to live your life in, a spotlight. And the good thing for me is that before this happened, I lived my life with integrity, and after it happened, I lived my life with integrity. So, it's not as hard. And my children have had a little bit of, repercussions once in a while, not too bad, because they try to stay focused on their lives, and they support me 100%. But
Well, your daughter Carly is often by your side
yes,
recently.
she got arrested in September here at the Petraeus hearing. So, she's carrying on the tradition, I hope, of like your daughter, not backing down from this oppression and repression. So, yeah, she's often by my side, but it hasn't really been that hard because I just stay focused on what's important and what we need to do. So I think if you stay focused and you have a pure motivation and a pure mission to stop the death and destruction, then and if you're grounded, I think it makes it a lot easier. And I have a lot of support and a lot of friends who help me through this.
I'd like to switch over to asking you about your congressional campaign.
Right.
You're running against Nancy Pelosi, Speaker of the House.
Right.
Why?
Well, because I think that the Democrats, especially the leadership, have betrayed.
Wait, that's a strong word. What do you mean betrayed?
Yeah. Well, I think November of 06, we worked really hard to change the face of Congress. We worked really hard because we wanted the war to end, and we wanted George Bush and Dick Cheney to be impeached and held accountable for what they have done to the country. I think the Democrats used and exploited the organization and the energy of the anti-war movement to be elected, and we saw it all over. We saw that even in 06, they were, if we had a strong peace candidate, they were running somebody more mainstream, middle of the road to their
When
liking,
you say
like
that, you're talking about
the
Rahm Emanuel and the
Democratic
Democratic leadership.
Rahm Emanuel. We saw them defeat Christine Sigalas in Illinois and put in a more moderate candidate. So anyway, I think that they have not done their job. Of course, the war has gotten worse. I mean, and I hate saying war, the occupation has gotten worse. And no matter
Well, in
what
the
they say
media.
is a surge is working, that's not the truth.
I was going to say, the
Yeah.
media everywhere says the surge.